at the house with the little girl, Matthew has his toys, and then Matthew has all his toys.
Okay. But I have to yell at you guys.
Linda, listen. That is from the latest viral video. A three-year-old who calls his mom Linda. She posted it on a TV website because she thought it was cute. It is cute for about 10 seconds, as one emailer puts it. And another says, now you can't judge her entirely on one episode, which I suppose is true. I don't know if she's a rotten mom. That's a fair point. This is rotten parenting, though. This particular example. And I stand by that. A friend writes, sent me an instant message. I'm not a parent, and that kid would have been spanked into next week if he talked to me that way. Good thing I have dogs. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Bill on the road. Bill, how you are the Jerry Bader Show?
Well, I wonder if that fellow spanks his dogs then or something. I'm not quite sure. But a family is not a debate society. You know, I mean, I used to tell my kids, I'm the parent, you're the child. I have to make decisions about certain things, and guess what? It's not going to make every child happy in a household. That's just the way it is. But I watched that video. I watched it for a little while. I actually kind of got sick of listening to that. And, you know, quite honestly, he's going to be a street hustler, a lawyer, whatever. The kid's articulate as hell. There's no question about it.
Yeah.
But, man, you cannot run a family like that. No way.
I think you hit it exactly right. And let me tell you, I made a mistake with one of our daughters who picked up my smart aleck mouth. And there were times, I'm going to admit, I'd be impressed. You can never, and I made the mistake of letting on. You can never do, I crack a smile. It's like, you know, chip off the old block. That's really dangerous. It really is. The parent has to be in charge. She's not in charge here. If she can get negotiated out of an ass whooping, she's not in charge. And that she is proud of it and posted it, I think, illustrates that clearly. I'm not surprised how many people thought this was cute and darling. I wonder how many of those don't have kids. I'm guessing about 90%. To Beth in Green Bay. Beth, how are you on the Jerry Bader Show?
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to say that nobody knows what happened before that video, and nobody knows what happened after that video. I'm a mother of two and a grandmother of one, and I do see that this video is wrong on so many levels, but at the same time, it is very cute. I enjoyed watching it. I couldn't help but watch it. What if she would have put her phone down and just beat his little butt and then posted that?
Okay.
Think of the comments that you would have gotten then.
What does it tell? That's a good point. But what does it tell you that she recorded the whole thing?
I think it's just a mom who is showing everybody what she deals with her child. But that doesn't mean that she's not a good mom, and that doesn't mean that she does not discipline him.
And she might not be a good mom. Well, and it sounds like she spanks his butt because he and that is a good point, by the way. But I will tell you, even beyond the episode itself, Beth, I think publicizing this the way she has and thinking it's cute is a case of bad parenting. Go ahead.
I would say it's bad judgment. I don't think that's something that I would post, but it is something that I would probably videotape myself and hold on to.
Maybe.
To keep and show somewhere in the future. But that doesn't mean that he didn't get disciplined.
Well, I don't know. You're right. She makes a good point. I don't think that changes the fact that engaging in this is not healthy. Now, one, I go back to the email you just had there. Chris. This kid was cute, a future lawyer. You can tell when a child is being cute and a little stinker. Love this kid, and I have two kids. Writes Chris. Okay. Mike in Richford. Mike, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry. Been listening for a little over 4 years. Good show today.
Thank you.
I raised my kids by myself. I'm 62 years old. I raised my kids. I got them when one was a year and a half old and one was 3 years old. Now, I'm old school, and I know you are, and I agree with you totally. What happened to the woodshed?
Okay, yeah, you know, right or wrong, do you know what would have happened if I would have talked this way to my parents, and by the way, I did, and I remember getting slapped in the face both times. In fact, it was by my mother, not my father.
Right.
Right or wrong, and some people might think that's excessive, this kid is going to be running the house, and even, you know what, even if he did get spanked, as Beth said, I don't think it's going to have any impact, Mike. That's exactly the problem. Thanks a lot for the call to Jeff in Green Bay. Jeff, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry. Good morning.
Morning.
Listening to her, and the title of mom comes with responsibilities, and that she allows her child to call her Linda instead of mom, to me, indicates a refusal to accept some of those responsibilities, some of that being discipline. And then allowing the child to debate her like that is—it's just a further indication of that.
Yeah, I agree with that, but I recognize Beth's point that you can't take this moment in time and totally evaluate her. And I'll admit that I have to walk back from that. Thanks a lot for the call. I think Beth does make a good point on that. But here's what goes to my point. She's proud of him. And you can go ahead and be proud of him. But you, I don't think, can show that to him. I think that's dangerous. All right, let's let Justin get in a quick word here. Justin, go ahead. You're on.
Hi, yes. I just want to say that I'm actually dealing with the current situation with my stepkid. And where she likes to talk back and tell her mom and even me what we go through. And I'll say that it is actually extremely difficult. Her mom is trying to fix it now. But, she's 6 years old at this point. And, our house is to the point where it's almost broken now, where we've actually discussed the possibility of divorce because it is extremely difficult to deal with kids with these kind of issues. I mean, it can be cute, but at the same time, it's also extremely irritating and aggravating.
And even if it's found cute, and even if she does spank his butt, this is just going to grow. I know people still want to weigh in on this, but we're going to have to move on. It's 10, well, just about 10:30. Because I did go long on this topic, because it was a good topic. I've started telling you folks in central Wisconsin along the lakeshore about proactive weight loss solutions. Folks in Green Bay have been, before this week, hearing me talk about it for weeks. It is proactive weight loss solution isn't a diet. It's a doctor-supervised multifaceted program. I've been on it since late January, and it's interesting. I actually thought I plateaued this week. I didn't lose any weight. Went to Dr. Lippman's office yesterday, I lost 3 pounds. Well, I went out and got a new scale. But thinking I hadn't lost weight, he was already looking at ways to change it and to make sure I continue on a program that can, yes, you can, safely lose as much as a pound a day. And people are asking, how does that work? Look, call Dr. Lippman at 920-268-1386 for a free assessment. Maybe it's right for you, maybe it isn't. You'll find out together. 920-268-1386. 1386.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.